Delling poll, Britain has been brainwashed by the new green religion. By James Delling poll on August 22, 2019. Over half British adults claim to be very concerned about climate change. According to an Ipsos Mori poll conducted for the London Evening Standard, 85% are concerned and 52% very concerned. And the figures are going up. According to MSN, the proportion of people who are very concerned about climate change has jumped to a record 52%, up from just 18% 5 years ago. More than half of women, 55%, now express such deep alarm, compared with 48% of men. Nearly three-quarters of Britons believe the country is already feeling the effects of climate change, up from 61% in 2017, 55% in 2014 and 41% in 2010. What does this tell us about the stupidity of our age? It tells us, if those figures can be trusted, that parts of the West are now in the grip of the kind of mass hysteria more usually associated with millennial doomsday cults. Britain has been brainwashed by a weird and sinister green religion. A nation of 63 million supposedly educated, rational people want to don hair shirts, flagellate themselves, despoil their landscape, sacrifice their elderly, reject prosperity, frighten their children and embrace austerity for no better reason than that they've been gulled by a handful of false prophets. False prophets. St. Greta of Thunberg, the visionary pigtailed girl child who can see carbon like the kid in The Sixth Sense can see dead people. Sir David Attenborough, the whispery-voiced, gorilla-hugging, walrus-murdering Malthusian. And, most scarily, at the extreming of the movement, gaunt, wild-eyed, and utterly terrifying Roger Hallam, a.k.a. Climate Charles Manson, who co-founded Extinction Rebellion. Hallam, and if you haven't seen this you should for it gives you an idea what a menace we're up against, can be seen here on the BBC, intoning with grim sincerity his doomsday guff. People are angry. People are in a rage. People don't want their kids to die. No one wants their kids to die, I think we can all agree on that. But it's a very, very long stretch indeed to extrapolate from that point of common agreement that therefore we need to deindustrialize our economy, give kids a worse standard of living than their parents, ration travel, put key political decisions in the hands of citizens' committees like the ones in the French Revolutionary Terror, kill free speech, drive up the cost of energy, ruin the countryside with bird chomping, bat-slicing eco-crucifixes and cede the global economy to countries that don't give a damn about this fake green hysteria nonsense such as India and China and Brazil and, currently, thank heaven, Trump's USA. Signs and wonders. Religions need evidence to prove they are real. For Christians, this took the form of the miracles performed by Jesus or later worked by martyrs and saints. For greenies, it consists of vaguely plausible nonsense plucked from thin air, embellished and turd-polished by demagogues like the BBC's House environmental activist Roger Harabin and made real through constant repetition in the mainstream media. The fact that more Britons than ever are very concerned about climate change represents the triumph of propaganda over evidence. Nothing has happened in the last 5 years to strengthen the case for catastrophic anthropogenic warming theory. On the contrary, more and more scientists are producing papers expressing skepticism in CICO, with many of these arguing that solar activity, not the beneficial, planet-greening trace gas CO2, is the primary driver of climate change. The public has been worn down not by the science or anything recognizable as a hard fact, but by constant repetition of emotive imagery, emaciated polar bears, calving glaciers, floods, cracked, parched earth, etc., invariably presented wrapped in a false prospectus marked climate change. Let's just remind ourselves once more. There is no evidence, beyond repeatedly debunked and falsified computer models, to suggest that recent global warming is catastrophic, unprecedented or significantly man-made. Even if we could decide what the world's ideal temperature is, there is no evidence that mankind has access to a knob that can control it, nor one that wouldn't end up doing more harm than good. Not a cent of the $1.5 trillion plus per annum currently being spent funding the climate industrial complex is having any measurable effect on combating climate change. Regardless of what we do in the West, India and China are committed to increasing their carbon dioxide emissions rapidly in a way that will dwarf any puny decarbonization measures adopted unilaterally by Western economies. and those Western economies that do decarbonize won't include Trump's US or Bolsonaro's Brazil, which will make gestures like Britain's net zero carbon promise even more pointless and self-defeating. Corrupt, credulous, cynical establishment. Just like in the old days when the church was at its most powerful, the establishment attaches itself to the prevailing religion for a number of reasons, ranging from superstition, gullibility and piety to greed to a desire to accommodate itself with the fashionable currents of the age. We see this now with our politicians, our royalty and our wankarati. None dares question the new religion, and many ostentatiously prostrate themselves before it. Indulgences. Weird, isn't it, that when we study Chaucer at school we're encouraged to have a good old literary laugh at the corruption and credulousness that he was satirizing in the medieval church. For example, we learn that in the Middle Ages it was common for the rich to buy redemption from purgatory and bribe their way into heaven by paying con men for indulgences. But wait, isn't this exactly what is happening with carbon offsets? Sir Elton John, bless, claims it's really okay for Harry and Princess Meghan to have flown by private jet, their fourth such trip in 11 days, to his South of France palace because he paid for their carbon offsets. This, as someone joked on Twitter, is like buying your wife a mink coat but then making a donation to PETA. The apocalypse. Meanwhile, in the real world the day of reckoning approaches. But it's not climate extinction that need trouble us. No evidence whatsoever for this, ain't going to happen. Rather, it's the chaos and expense and misery which will inevitably be caused by the hideously counterproductive measures we are taking to combat the non-existent problem of climate change. The blackout that brought parts of Britain to a standstill one day earlier this month is but a taste of things to come. Heretics. Why aren't more people speaking out against this nonsense? Because the penalties for doing so are severe: mockery, ostracism, loss of career. There is even talk of making climate denialism a criminal offense. In short, welcome to the new religion.